Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries of our faith, we're also celebrating the memorial of St. Jane Frances de Chantal. Now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy. You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who made St. Jane Frances de Chantal radiant with outstanding merits in different walks of life, grant us, through her intercession, that walking faithfully in our vocation, we may constantly be examples of shining light. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, I will deal with you according to what you have done, you who despised your oath, breaking a covenant. Yet I will remember the covenant I made with you when you were a girl, and I will set up an everlasting covenant with you. Then you shall remember your conduct and be ashamed when I take your sisters, those older and younger than you, and give them to you as daughters, even though I am not bound by my covenant with you. For I will reestablish my covenant with you, that you may know that I am the Lord, that you may remember and be covered with confusion, and that you may be utterly silenced for shame when I pardon you for all you have done, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You have turned from your anger. You have turned from your anger. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You have turned from your anger. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. You have turned from your anger. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You have turned from your anger. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Before I enter into my homily, I just want to remind everybody that next week, Relevant Radio will be doing their quarterly pledge drive, and I volunteered to answer phones for 2 afternoons. So I got training this morning on how to do it, and hopefully next week, pray hard for me that I do not blow up the computers. So that is my biggest fear. Me and modern technology do not mix well. So for those of you listening or watching on the app, if you greatly appreciate all that Relevant Radio does and how we reach out to many stations around the United States and even around the world, please make a pledge or renew your pledge. If you're thankful for me and all the other priests who help out with the masses, take your original pledge, multiply that by 4. And if you think, "Father Matt, we need to get rid of him and we need to bring in more holy priests," then take your original pledge and multiply that by 10. I'm hoping that they'll make their goal by Monday afternoon with that one right there. No, just kidding. Just multiply it by 9 instead. So, but anyway, on to my homily with today's Feast of St. Jane Frances de Chantal. I was thankful that we have her feast day because of our gospel reading, because with marriage, divorce, it's a very sticky topic and situation to discuss nowadays in today's world. And St. Jane Frances, she herself was married. She became a widow when she was only 28 years old. And after her husband died, he died in a hunting accident, and he actually died in her arms. So pretty sad story, and left her with basically four children to take care of. She was brought into her father-in-law's home because he said, if you don't move in with me, I'm just going to disinherit all your children. And she wanted her children to have a good upbringing, so she did. And he was basically a cranky old man. So she learned a lot of humility, gentleness with him. Really, part of my homily, though, is really not so much focusing on our first reading or our gospel reading, but rather on our responsorial psalm. The opening line where it says, God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. I believe with St. Jane's life, those words strengthened her throughout her life. Because not only did she lose her husband when she was only 28 years old, she lost her mother when she was only 18 months old. So her father raised her. She never really knew her mother. And throughout her life, she experienced other difficulties like that. And for any normal person, if you lost your parent as a young age, if you lost your spouse tragically, she also lost two other children soon after they were born, she experienced a lot of heartache and pain. And for many people, they would give up on God. They would say, why should I believe in a God? Look at all this pain. Look at all this suffering that has been happening in my life. But she didn't. Instead, it was her faith, her trust in God, her confidence in God as her Savior, as her strength and her courage, that really helped her through those difficult times. Not only her faith, but also to the people that God brought into her life to walk with her. One such person is St. Frances de Sales, who she met soon after her husband died. She was at a Lenten reflection and heard him preach, and soon started writing letters to him, got into discussions to him. He became her spiritual director. He encouraged her in her vocation as a mother to take care of her children, as a daughter-in-law to take care of her father-in-law, but also to eventually, through his guidance, she started a religious order called the Sisters of the Visitation of Mary. And this was a unique visitation order. And by the way, she lived in the 1600s. So we got to take that into account. You know, at that time, if you started a religious order, the women basically were cloistered. She had a religious order where the women went out into the world to practice the virtues, to practice the works of mercy. She brought into her order women who were rejected by other orders. She brought in the elderly. She brought in those who were not of good health. And that is how she started her order. And the root of their order was humility and gentleness, just as Mary was to Elizabeth when she visited her. That was the depth of St. Jane's heart, humility and gentleness, as well as her faith. So we have a beautiful witness of faith today as we remember her life. We also have a beautiful intercessor for us in our own lives, so that when we go through difficulties, whether that's with losses of family members, friends, whether that's dealing with difficult family members or friends, whatever it is, we have St. Jane to pray for us, that we may have humility and gentleness of heart. And as the psalm states, too, that we can have God as our Savior, that we are confident and unafraid, because He is our strength and He is our courage. And I invite you to please stand, trusting in God's love for us. Let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, that all bishops and priests will serve as examples of unity and peace, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an increase in vocations and for the physical and spiritual health of all our priests, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all marriages and families, that the next generation will be brought up in faith and obedience to Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, that they will realize their responsibility to protect human life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in media, that the promotion of truth, goodness, and beauty will become the foundation of their efforts, and for the success of our relevant radio pledge drive next week, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Jerome Siebers, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. We ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water, wine may come and share the divinity of Christ, the woman himself, to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, a mere sacrifice your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May these offerings of our service, placed on your altar in commemoration of Blessed Jane Frances de Chantal, be acceptable to you, O Lord, we pray, and grant that, released from earthly attachments, we may have our riches in you alone, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray, that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you. with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You'll join us again tomorrow at noon central for Mass. Be sure to listen to Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we who are fortified by the power of this sacrament may learn through the example of Blessed Jane Frances de Chantal to seek you always above all things and to bear in this world the likeness of the new man through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And this Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.